1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
The voice of Bob Green was performed by me. If you'd like to find out more about The Phil Hendry Show, go to our website, philhendryshow.com. Easily the most useful radio website in the history of the business, because on our website we have quality audio from our radio show. I'm not talking about little morning show zoo bits. I'm talking about the very thing that has made our program, well, world famous. Go to our website. You'll get a backstage pass. It's going to cost you $6.95 a month, but here's what you get. You get access to our comedy archives, the short form, the long form stuff, some of it going back 7, 8 years, different generations of The Phil Hendry Show. There's a 30-day archive as well, which features 30 days of all of our shows, the last 30 days. So if there's a show you missed, there's a bit you missed, there was an hour you missed, you can go log on and listen. And a lot of other goodies that we're going to be announcing in the forthcoming months, some stuff I'm really, really excited about, including the possibility for you guys who are premium backstage pass holders to come and watch the show. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. We'll be right back on The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Out of bounds. This is The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
You worry about, I got Clara Bingham on the line, she's a middle school teacher at Joyful Union. You worry about the parents, or the parents are always asking you questions about how to teach children about war?
Phil, my parents are always asking, how do I tell my child about war? How do I explain war? And I always say to them, you know, it's interesting that you ask me that question because you are part of the problem. You are the ones who encouraged the war. But having said that,
will you get into a political conversation with them?
Well, I'll tell you later, but having said that, the best thing to do with a child to teach them about the coming war with Iraq, on the playground, you see children who are always getting into a scrape. They scrape their knee, or they will fall down, or they'll get something caught in their eye, or they'll fall off the monkey bar, or what have you. And I always say to the parents, that is the pain of war, because it hurts, it's physical, and it can injure the child. And I began to think about that, Phil, and I began to speak with Dr. Jeremy Richter at Pepperdine and Dr. Lewis is in Walcott at University of California, Berkeley, and we came up with parent-child coeducation.
All right, now, putting it in layman's terms, what is that?
That is, to put it in layman's terms, is to educate children about war and the pain that it causes. So if a child scrapes his knee or falls off the monkey bars, I can say to a parent when they are picking up the child, war can hurt a child. However, not every child falls off the monkey bar. Not every child is getting his knee scraped. And that's where we become proactive. And I can tell you the number of times, Phil, where I see a child's fingers in the door jamb. And that's where the fingers are in the door, just underneath the hinge.
Okay.
And all it takes is just a very absent-minded swing of the door shut.
And so are you telling me you're purposefully injuring the child?
I am teaching that child about the injury and the danger of war so that he can go home.
Have there been children with whose fingers have been in the door jamb and you've just closed it?
Phil, again, the parents ask me, how do I teach my child about war? I say, if your child comes home injured from a playground scrape, look upon that as 1/100th of the pain that child might be in were he in war.
Yeah, but again, you swung...
Yes, I swung the door shut, yes.
And knowing the child's fingers were in the door jamb.
Yes, I did. And again, when the parents asked about what happened, I said, well, it was an accident.
Which is not entirely truthful.
But it is not entirely necessary. Let me tell you something, Phil. I've been an educator for 35 years. It is not entirely necessary to tell the truth in that situation. I just tell the parents it was an accident. But look at that child's fingers that are now in a splint. And imagine how much worse it could be were that child in a war. And I think that is a beautiful gift we can give all of our parents and a beautiful gift we can give our children to say, I know you hurt, but think of how much worse it would hurt were you in a war.
Well, this is a purposeful injuring of the child.
It is a progressive, yes, absolutely, Phil. It is a progressive parent-child coeducation. And I don't like to do it to the children, but I've got to get through to them and to the parents what this war in Iraq is going to do. Because I am against this war in Iraq. But I cannot say so in the classroom. And so I have to send my message in a way that people can get it, but at the same time I can keep my job. I'm against the war in Iraq. I'm an African-American. I don't think most white people understand what war is. And most of my children are white. Therefore, most of their parents are white. And these whites have got to understand African-Americans have been through their own war. How do I teach the white what that war is like?
You watch and see if their kids have their fingers in a door jam, and you swing it shut.
Phil, it's the only way that I can get through to them.
I don't know how you could do it. I don't know how you could hurt a child like that.
I don't like to do it. I hate it, in fact. But it's the only way to get through to the parents.
What happened to the kid's fingers?
He broke two fingers.
You broke two of his fingers.
It was a educational experience. The child is all right. But he knows, and his parents damn sure know now, that child come back with two fingers and a splint. They consider themselves lucky after Iraq War.
All right, it's an interesting conversation. Clara Bingham is a middle school teacher at Joyful Union Congregation. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Children that are injured in the on the playground or injured in school, she uses as an example of what war injury is like. And that way you can educate the white parents, you said, as to the reality of war?
Primarily, yes, that's correct, Phil.
You also mentioned that this is part of a program that you've been doing with the Dr. Jeremy Richter and Dr. Lewis and Walcott, correct?
We developed this with both of those doctors, Phil. It's called Progressive Parent-Child Education. And I think it is a wonderful thing. And again, Phil, as an African-American, my people have seen every kind of cruelty and every kind of war on the human soul. We are veterans of far more wars than white folk. You don't see no black people supporting George Bush. You only see whites because they don't get it. And if I have to say a parent, I accidentally stapled their child's hand or I cut the tip of his finger off.
Well, that's the one I want to get to. This child we're talking about here, Christopher Niles, and how old was he?
Christopher's 11 years old.
All right. He had his finger on one of those paper cutters, and you cut the tip of his finger off.
As a way of demonstrating to the parents and to the child what can happen in a war. Right.
And so you find that to be a something that is worthwhile.
That is, Phil, I'm an educator. I've been an educator for a long time. And I'm within my constitutional rights.
Can you make the categorical statement that every African-American listening doesn't support George Bush?
Well, there are many black people listening who do support George Bush. I tell you what, if there are any, then I'd say they're mostly female.
Why?
I think the only black people who support George Bush in this war are married to white men, popping out a milk chocolate baby, shopping at Saks, driving a little 450 SL, coming home to a white sugar daddy and a mocha mix child. My sister is interesting to note. She married a white man and she scored. She has a house in San Marino. She's on the board of Huntington Library. She belonged to the Republican Women's Club. All the crackers are in that club except her.
Ma'am, are you married?
I will be married in June to Pastor William Rennick. And I will tell you, and on the summer solstice, and I will tell you, I'm very proud of that. Very proud of that.
All right, well, let's get off of the race thing, because I don't know whether that's true or not. But in injuring a child...
These white children, these white parents think war is like Hogan's Heroes, all funny and good times. They don't have a clue about that.
All right, I doubt that what you're saying is true, ma'am, and I doubt seriously whether or not that's even can be corroborated. We're talking here with Clara Bingham about war and how to teach a child about war. This is a program she's developed called Parent-Child Coeducation, where she purposefully injures the child in the classroom and explains to them that that's exactly what it's going to feel like if they were ever involved in a war. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Pure exhibitionism.
And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
If you want to show parents the pain of war, then why use the kids?
Phil, it is a terrible thing to do, but it is the only way for us to do this, Phil. It is the only way to get through to these parents. It is.
But you're hurting the children. If you're slamming the door in a kid's fingers or you're stapling their hand or something, the kid is the one that feels the pain. And beyond that, Ms. Bingham, and I have to tell you this, this is illegal.
Phil, it may be illegal. I am trying to say...
And you could get arrested.
Well, I can tell you right now, if a police officer were to come, we can certainly say it was an accident. I don't like to do that, and I would not want anyone to call the police. These are schoolyard accidents, and they happen all the time.
They're actually done on purpose.
It is the only way for me to get through to these parents, all the whites, and to bring a white child to school. And they love George W.
Who are you there to teach school?
Of course I am.
Then who cares about your political point of view?
Everyone has a right to express a political point of view. It's a constitutional right.
In a schoolroom?
It is not in a schoolroom. I'm expressing it to the parents.
All right, so if I've got you right, Ms. Bingham, you are, during the course of your day as a teacher, teaching the children and using the children as a vehicle for your anti-war protests to the parents by slamming doors on their fingers, stapling their hands, and cutting the tips of their fingers off with paper cutters.
It is absolutely wrong, Phil, to hurt a child, but it is the only way that an African-American woman has to protest a war in Iraq.
1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Jackie, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, I wanted to comment directly to this teacher. What she's doing is wrong, just like she said. It's not only illegal, it's immoral, and it is totally against.
Are you black?
Excuse me, ma'am. Let me finish my comment.
Then you are black.
Let me finish my comment. I have children.
Yep, and you're black.
I have children. And I would never tolerate them doing this to somebody else, and I would never tolerate somebody doing this to my children.
I agree, Jackie.
Now,
I agree, but
no,
I'm trying to say it's the
ma'am,
only
I'm
way.
Ma'am, I'm not done talking.
It's the only way
I'm not done talking. No,
to get the cracker to understand.
No. No, it's not the only way, because then that would be like saying that's the only way I have to discipline my children. And if you are as intelligent as you thought you were, whether you're in the educational system or not,
what's that supposed
you
to?
Are wrong. You are very, very wrong. And you should, out of the educational system, out of the educational system, I don't care where you think you could teach, but it's awful what you have done.
I do not lie to my students. If you want to lie to your children, you can do that. I do not lie to my students.
Well, you're slamming the door in their fingers and saying it's an accident.
That's a lie.
That is not a lie. No, that is not a lie, because they should not have had their finger in there, should they?
So you see a kid with
their... I hope some of the parents of your students are listening, and I hope they bring charges against you, and I hope that you get out of... I hope they take you out of the educational system.
Well, then that way, because I'll just say it's an accident.
All right. I have reports here from a couple of people...
You are so pathetic.
You know, Jackie, I am a teacher. I don't know what you're doing to burn daylight, but I teach children. What do you do? Besides,
well,
call up a talk show and tell a black woman how to live.
No, I didn't. No. What I said was what you were doing is wrong. I'm not telling you how to live. I don't tell you where to go to church. I don't tell you to go to church. What I'm telling you is when you hurt children the way that you are wrong. And you do not belong in an educational system anywhere.
Jackie,
private
I'll tell you what.
School.
When you get out of the kitchen, get yourself a job, you let me know. And then we can talk about what professional women do.
My mother.
Until then.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over here to Angela on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Hi.
Yes, I'm an educator. I teach kindergarten. And I'm telling you, what you're doing is wrong. And you should be sued, and I hope and pray, I hope God graces those kids enough to take your license away from you.
I am trying to save their lives. They're going to
No, honey, you're not. You're
Iraq.
Injuring children.
Oh, no, I'm not. They're going to go off to Iraq and get gobbled up in George Bush war. And I don't want that to happen.
No.
I would much rather have that child's hand, like I pressed the face of a child against a chalkboard one time. Ma'am, I would
that
much
is called child abuse.
No, ma'am.
Have you not
that's
ever...
saving the life of a child.
That is child abuse.
Ma'am,
and let me tell you, you are
injuring
a child.
Kids.
No, I made a child drink chalk water. And I made that point because if that child goes to Iraq and dies, I would not have be able to live with myself knowing I could have saved that child.
How can you live with yourself now? How
about...
can you get up in the morning and go to work?
Angela, would it be better if I sent them off to Iraq to die? Would you like that? They die of smallpox or anthrax or die from an Iraqi scud?
Well,
no.
You know what?
What,
it beats what they're doing right now with you.
I hold their hand over a Bunsen burner and I say, this is the pain of war. And
you're holding their hand over a Bunsen burner?
What right do you have? When you became a teacher...
You know, I don't understand you. I don't get you at all. Where do you teach?
I teach in an elementary school.
And are you a good teacher?
What?
Are you a good teacher?
I am an excellent teacher, and by your regards of teacher, you don't know what a teacher is.
I don't understand. I don't know how you teach a child a thing with your with the process and the method that you use.
I do not abuse my children. I love my children.
I save the lives of my
you
children.
No, let me tell you something. Let me talk.
Let this lady talk.
You are not talking to one of your children. Now,
ladies, please, let Angela go first, and Ms. Bingham, you can follow. Will that be all right?
Yes, ma'am.
I dropped a chair on a child's head during that time.
You are proud of
Will you let this lady talk, please? Go ahead.
Ma'am,
Angela.
You are talking like you are proud of injuring these children. Why? Why do you have... Why? You can protest. You can put up signs. You can do whatever. I teach. And if you want to get into racial issue, I am white. And I teach in a school that is predominantly black.
Well, that's a real shock. That's a real... You're white. I did not know that.
That is predominantly black, okay? Every one of my students is black. And I'm telling you, right now, those teachers, when I go to school and I tell them your name... and tell them what you are doing, I can almost promise you those teachers will stand behind me and tell me you ought to lose your job and be in jail.
I don't let the children go potty because I tell them if you are in a trench in warfare, where are you going to go pee?
Oh, honey, you're not for real. Please tell me.
I'm not for real. I will tell you this much. You know Johnny got his gun. You know that novel as well as I do.
Yes.
And the horror of war.
Yeah, and I know war is bad.
Expressed in that novel.
Why can you not teach war without using
it? Is the horror of war that has to be brought home to our children? And if it takes bumping a child off of a roof during a science project on solar power...
How have you not been sued?
Wait a minute. Did you push a kid off of a roof during a science project on solar power?
Yes, I did, Mr. Henry, and I'll tell you why. I do not agree that it's a good thing. I agree with Angela, and I agree with you that it is bad. But what am I to do if I send those children off to a war in Iraq for oil and for George Bush and all that other mess? And
that's your personal opinion, ma'am.
That's not your job.
That's your personal opinion. That's your political opinion. It's got nothing to do with whether it's real or not. You push a kid off of a roof?
She cracked a rib and broke a bone in her leg. But other than that,
I hope you're not telling anybody where you teach because...
I teach a Joyful Union congregation.
Ma'am, you could get sued.
You should be sued, and you
One
should
problem.
Lose your license.
One problem, they have to prove what I'm saying.
You're admitting to it. If I can track down the kid that fell off the roof.
I am
Mr.
so sorry for the students in your class.
Last year, I pushed probably 4 kids off the roof. Which one are you talking about? You see what I'm saying? There's no way you can prove it.
Well, I understand that you
One time I had a girl drink ammonia. Another time I made a kid sew a stitch through his finger. I made her crawl around the track on her hands and knees. All of it to prove to a child that war is much worse than not being able to go potty for 5 minutes after you want to go.
Those parents entrust you with those kids' safeties. They send their kids to school not to get injured or not to be put tortured that's not your job. Your job is to teach, not to whatever you are trying to do.
One time I shot a child with a potato gun on a science project.
I think you're lying.
You think I'm lying?
I think you're lying.
Then
I don't think anybody would be that cruel and still have their license. Are you certified?
I co-wrote the parent-child co-education plan with Dr. Jeremy Richter of Pepperdine, Drs. Lewis and Walcott at University of California.
That makes you right. That makes you right. Okay.
I'm not saying it makes me right, young lady. I'm just saying that I take my job very seriously. Now, these parents trust me to tell them the truth. And I say right now, if your child is going to go off to Iraq and die, I'd rather push him off a roof from five floors up.
But we should be teaching peace and love. And by you doing that, they're teaching and injuring them. That's not love.
I made my entire third grade class stick the lead from their pencils up their nails.
Okay. I agree with you, Angela. The police ought to be called.
That's cruelty.
Yeah.
Mr. Henry.
Yes, Dad, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Dr. Clara Bingham, who believes the only way to teach a child the reality and teach the parents the reality of this war with Iraq is to somehow physically abuse the children themselves. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. We had a report of, at least in some of the information that you gave me from this co-education program, that you forced one girl to put her face on a photocopier and photocopy her face with her eyes open.
That is correct, yes, sir.
You say that with pride.
Mr. Henry, I do not say it with pride. I do not say it with shame. I say it is necessary to teach the children the reality of George Bush war and what can happen on a nuclear holocaust.
What's the whole point of having them keep their eyes open as they photocopy their face?
That light is similar to the blinding light from a nuclear explosion, the blinding light from a concussion device. It is similar to a flashlight from a incendiary bomb or incendiary grenade. And that's the same reason why we have sprayed bug spray in the room and tell the children, this is a chemical attack, get down on the ground, get out.
You're spraying bug spray?
Yes, I am.
You're spraying bug spray in the room and making the kids crawl out of the room?
Yes, we do, yes.
And that simulates a chemical attack?
Absolutely, Mr. Henry. I blow an air horn in their ears. I made some children stand against a chalkboard, and then we throw rocks at them. If you want to know what it's like to live in a society that is Stone Age because George Bush want to fight an Iraq war, then we're going to let you know.
Oh, man. 1-800-449...
Jimmy, you can say, oh, man, all you want. But
no, I'm sorry, ma'am. I don't agree with your method. I don't agree with your method at all. These are children, and you're trying to get their parents to understand the anti-war movement or understand the horror of war, so you staple their fingers, press their face against a chalkboard, blow an air horn in their ear, and make them photocopy their face with their eyes open.
That is correct.
I'm going to go to Linda. Hello, Linda. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, Phil.
Yes, ma'am.
Henry, I'm just absolutely disturbed. I got home. I'm in my car. I'm driving from home from work, and I am just absolutely sickened. I think not only is she physically abusing the children, but she is also emotionally abusing these children. Where
I agree.
This is something they are not going to forget. This is something that they will always remember.
Linda,
no matter
children,
how old they are, they will remember that their teacher hurt them and they were innocent. They did not do anything. Listen to me. By the time they are old enough to even go to war, this is almost a decade away. There is not any way that you could possibly harm these children thinking that is going to make a difference.
I'd like to know how I'm harming the children. In what
way? How are you harming the children?
Yes,
you are physically and emotionally abusing them.
Be specific? Yes.
Okay, pushing four children off a five-story building, is that not abuse? Slamming children's fingers in the doors, is that not abuse? Stapling their hands, spraying bug spray in their faces, making them get photo. If you tell me that this is not abuse, I am absolutely sickened by you. You say you're going to marry a pastor. How Christ-like can you say you are enough to marry a man that is a pastor? Also, my position on this is you are not making one bit of difference. You're saying that the black people have been discriminated against when you are discriminating against innocent white children who cannot defend themselves.
I knew the racism would come out.
They cannot defend themselves. I am not a white person. I am not white.
What color are you?
I am Hispanic. I am from South America. I have lived here my life, but I am Chilean.
What texture?
What texture?
Yes.
Actually, I have vitiligo. I am both brown and white. Just for your information, I have jet black hair.
I think the white side is coming out.
I have jet black hair, and you know what? My hope, I have been raised with the Hispanic culture.
I think the white side is coming out a little bit, Linda.
All right, wait a minute.
But you know what?
I
want to
ask the lady.
I took one little girl's wheelchair. I made her wiggle herself up like a fish to the bathroom. Because
you're proud of this?
No, yes, I am. Because
yeah, you are.
I don't like hurting the children. But I would much rather that than have them get blown up in Iraq.
You need therapy. You are malicious, and you're hurting innocent children that have nothing to do with anything.
All right, here's one that bothers me. You made a little boy press his pelvis against a little girl's rear end so they'd understand raping and pillaging.
That is correct, yes.
Oh,
and that's
my
not sexual abuse.
God.
Abuse.
I have to get these children prepared for World War III.
You need to be behind bars.
No, not behind bars. You need to be in a soft room. You need to be in a room where it's good and soft so you can't hurt yourself. And
so I'm nuts.
Yeah, I think you're nuts.
You know
I don't
what?
Think you're criminal. I think you need
to talk about the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do to you. And how can you teach that example when you're hurting children? Would you like, okay, you know what?
Years of my
educational
life.
Why don't you cut the parents? Why don't you do these things to the parents?
Because they won't let me. That's as simple as that.
So you hurt an innocent
child. A defenseless child.
I spent 15 years of my life studying the effects of bug spray and how I can spray it down on the face of a child.
And that's okay.
That
makes it okay.
Wait a minute. What kind of education is this?
Have you read the label? The labels that say these are poisons.
Exactly.
Do not inhale.
Just like poison gas. Exactly.
What kind
so
of us?
Why would you purposely make an innocent child who's absolutely defenseless, who can't defend themselves?
Yes, they can. Yes, they can.
They should
hold their breath. They can run.
They should go straight to the principal is what they should do, and they should go straight to the police.
Because
you are wrong. This is absolutely
how
disgusting.
Else do you teach a child the effects of napalm?
How Christ-like are you?
Would
Christ do this to anyone? Would Christ hurt a child?
I'm marrying Pastor William Reddick on the summer solstice. And we then are going to the Holy Land.
And how does he feel about you hurting
his
children?
And by way of the Doubletree Inn. I'm sorry.
Okay, I have a question.
I made the children.
I have a question.
How else do you get a child to understand the effects of napalm unless he puts Ben Gay on his privates?
What was that?
To make this point?
Ben Gay?
Who are you to prove anything?
Because who am I? I'm a teacher. I had studied 15 years by Ben Gay.
Powell, what did you do? Have Pastor William Reddick run Ben Gay on his private area?
Yes, he did.
He's
I put it on myself.
All right. Thank you very much, Linda. Pastor Reddick helped you?
Pastor Reddick, yes, he did. We are to be married on the summer solstice, and we will fly American Airlines to Frankfurt, Germany. From there, we will then go down to the Holy Land, Doubletree Inn at the Tel Aviv airport.
Well, that's fine, but that's not what I asked you. Did you rub Ben Gay on him on his private area?
That's right. Find out about napalm. Mr. Henry, you have to understand that I do an awful lot of self-experimentation as well. It's not just the children. I have Ben Gay in my underwear right now.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
So, therefore, I bet you that hurts.
It stings.
I'll see you later.
Word.
Okay, that's great, Clara. Have a nice life. She'll be in a jail cell in a half hour. Don't worry about it.